probably the best start we've had of a practice. A little, you know, not crisp to finish it. We had a lot of false starts. We had some guys holding in the secondary and routes. I'll say this, it's been two physically hard practices, which has been planned that way. They know that. I told them, I said, third week of camp is the fourth quarter of a game. It is extremely difficult. We are going to be a good fourth quarter team. We're not going to let up on you because it's hot and it's the third week and you got pads on. We know how you feel. The staff has been around in the league long enough. We know how you physically feel. We want to see how you respond when you feel that way. And there's two ways you can do it. You can come out here and give the impression, I'm sore, I have aches and pains, and my legs, or you can come out here and we get a lot of work done. And we have, these guys, to their credit, which doesn't surprise me, have come out here for two straight days and worked their tails off and in a tough environment. I mean, this week is a grind. Consistency, see if we can maintain the level of at least effort that we played with. We're going to give them another dose of different plays, different formations offensively, some things differently defensively, even special teams. We're going to put some things in their plate that they've got to learn and execute and do it on the road. And I anticipate a loud stadium. That's why we're working with noise right now. They haven't been at home for their two games. You know, there's a lot of things going on with that organization. I think the fans are going to be there to support them. So it'll be good to work in the noise and work in that environment with this team. Good. He needs to, I think his conditioning is, he needs to get in shape with the pads on. I mean, he's not bad. He was better today than he was yesterday. That's usually the typical first day with pads on. But he's still a little bit behind the eight ball with some of the things, splits, depths, you know, reads. But I'm pretty pleased with him for, you know, missing as much as he's missed to be able to do what he's done. I mean, step in with the first team and do what he's done. He has some work to do, though. Oh, I think he'll work with the first unit again. We're going to talk tomorrow night about participation, but we're going to try a minimum of a half. But again, if I see any indications that he's not, you know, in top shape, I'm not going to put him out there. That exposes him to injury, exposes us to failure on offense. And so as long as he's playing at a high level, then he'll stay in there.